All right, folks. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, Calm, Control, and Courage Daily. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, replaying every little thing that went wrong today. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our brains are on overdrive, fueled by stress and anxiety. But what if I told you there's a simple, powerful tool that can help us calm that storm, shift our perspective, and even find joy in the midst of chaos? It's called gratitude journaling, and trust me, it's more than just listing off the good stuff. Today, we're diving deep into how cultivating gratitude through journaling can be your secret weapon against anxiety. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, another self-help technique, give me a break. But hear me out. This isn't about forcing yourself to be happy all the time. It's about training your mind to notice the good, even when things get tough. And let's face it, in today's world, we could all use a little more of that, right? So strap in, folks, because I'm dropping 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind and change the way you approach gratitude. 1. Gratitude is not about ignoring the bad. Listen up, because this is crucial. Cultivating gratitude doesn't mean pretending everything's perfect or sweeping negativity under the rug. It's about acknowledging the good things in your life, even amidst challenges. Think of it like this. Imagine you are looking at a beautiful sunset. You wouldn't say it's not beautiful just because there were clouds in the sky, right? Gratitude is about appreciating the whole picture. 2. It's a muscle that needs training. Just like any other skill, gratitude takes practice. It's not something that magically happens overnight. So, be patient with yourself and make journaling a daily ritual. Start small. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, no matter how tiny they seem. Over time, you'll find your mind becoming more attuned to the good stuff. 3. Go beyond the surface. Don't just list generic things like my family or my health. Dig deeper. What specific moments or experiences made you feel grateful today? Maybe it was a kind gesture from a stranger, a delicious meal you enjoyed, or even just a moment of peace and quiet. The more specific you are, the more powerful the impact. 4. Reframe your challenges. Ever felt like life's throwing curveballs your way? Instead of focusing on what's wrong, try looking for the silver lining. Maybe a setback taught you a valuable lesson or opened up new opportunities. Gratitude doesn't mean denying difficulties, it means choosing to see them as stepping stones on your journey. 5. Don't underestimate the power of reflection. Take some time each week to review your journal entries. Notice any patterns, recurring themes, or shifts in your perspective. This can be a powerful way to track your progress and deepen your understanding of gratitude. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and a never-ending to-do list. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and on edge. One day, she decides to give gratitude journaling a try. At first, it feels awkward, like squeezing out sunshine from a gloomy cloud. But as she starts jotting down things she's grateful for, even the small stuff, a warm cup of coffee, her kids' laughter, a supportive friend, she notices a shift. Her mind starts to quiet down, and she feels a newfound sense of peace amidst the chaos. The gratitude journaling becomes her anchor, reminding her that even on the toughest days, there is always something to be thankful for. So there you had it. 5 powerful takeaways to supercharge your gratitude practice. Remember, folks, cultivating gratitude isn't about becoming Pollyanna-ish, it's about shifting your perspective and finding joy in the everyday moments. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself, embrace the process, and watch your anxiety levels melt away like ice cream on a hot summer day. Now, go out there, write down those things you're grateful for, and let that gratitude light up your world. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little dose of positivity. Until next time, keep calm, stay stoic, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.